And welcome to the music section of the podcast. Thank you. That's the new music jingle.
That hit the note.
It sounded like a fan.
That is the old mouse.
That is. Sorry.
Leave the bad humour to me.
So, we're going to talk about what we did last Friday. So what did we do last Friday? That would be the third Friday of August, when this goes out in September. So what did we do last Friday?
We did the workshop.
We did the workshop. What workshop did we do?
In the marquee.
What was the workshop?
Making an instrument.
From rubbish?
Yeah.
From rubbish.
The junk band.
From garbage.
Do you remember the...
Garbage.
Yeah. There used to be a junk band in Oakhampton, like, years ago.
I don't know, but if there was, if they weren't called Trash Bandits, then that would just be too fun.
Great name for it. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Completely made of trash, but their music isn't.
Yeah. I saw the Trash Bandits once.
The Trash Bandits are a real thing?
Yeah, they were rubbish.
Are they? Wow.
Excellent. A little joke. Go on. So we did a workshop.
Yeah, so...
Making instruments. Out of jam.
Mm-hmm. How did we do that, then?
We look around for intimate
making noises. Yeah. Different noises?
Yeah.
Do you remember some of the noises we had?
No.
Different noises. Well, instruments that make the same noise. What did you do? So you found, like, bits of rubbish?
Yeah.
Like,
for example... A bowl? A bowl?
Sandbowl.
Bowl.
The bowl?
Yeah, found some bowls. Labels.
The piggy bin.
Some piano, what's it called? Glimba.
Piano.
Yeah. Glimba.
Then other things that you could sort of hit.
Box.
Box. There was a couple of boxes.
Car wheel.
Like a hubcap.
Yeah.
And what did you do with all these bits of rubbish?
Make sound.
It's an audio form.
Yeah. Yeah, do you?
Kathy's sitting there just like knocking the air.
Knocking the air.
It's not going to get picked up on one. See?
Make sound with a drumstick.
Yeah, hit with drumsticks. Yeah. Cool. And what, do you attach it to something?
An
MP3 file?
No.
we added to a board.
Yes.
Lot of boards.
Boards.
Yeah. Like
wooden pallets.
Wooden pallets.
Did we?
Generously donated by...
RGB.
Lovely.
Better than KGB.
It's
just my steps.
Lovely.
You're sitting down. How are you going to get steps sitting down? Unless you're listening to tragedy or something.
Lovely bin.
It was a lovely bit of business, wasn't it?
Yes. Cool. That was with members of the public as well, wasn't it? So mm-hmm. We had a few mm-hmm. young...
Where
is that? Yeah, some young children and things came along. Did they get to take them home?
Yes, they took a couple of little ones.
No, they left the children there to suffer.
They didn't.
Oh, we didn't.
No, the pal- no, the instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
No, we left the audience where it was.
Yeah, and we got to keep a few, and a few are at...
Donut formula?
Formula, I think, yeah. Of our drink bands.
Yes, so that's what we did, wasn't it?
Well, Rebecca, what did you do? Because you didn't do the workshop. Yep.
Food and drink.
With the food and drink.
Because the it was this tent was run by Credit and Heart. Is that what they're called?
I believe so.
And they were running like a week or two of. What workshops in this? I think we did a lot of the catering and that sort of thing.
Yeah. What's it called? It wasn't Creston. Music in the Heart Market?
It was Creston and Heart, wasn't it? Hmm? It was Creston and Heart.
Yeah. I was just trying to find the name of the inn.
So...
Yeah, it's part of the summer programme of arts workshops and activities.
I think we also supported a wooden... some sort of... else? We did something at the end of the day as well. What did we do?
Tidy up.
We did.
Yes, we did.
That was the very end of the day, but we did something before we tidied up.
Cake?
Oh, gig.
Yes, you can say the things. We played for the gig, didn't we?
Yeah.
Ballet gig.
What did you think? What did you think of that gig?
You were part of that, though, right, as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
How was it?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Good? Pretty good.
Good points?
What do you think?
That song more fun. The flow.
It flowed quite well, I think.
It did.
Yeah.
Because we used a lot of the little interlude bits, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I found it quite difficult to hear people, I think, because we were doing it. Because it was like an acoustic.
Totally acoustic.
Set. No, it was, but I think that's because I was sitting near drums. It's quite hard to hear. I don't know. What did you do, Rebecca? How did you think it went?
Okay.
Not so good?
It was okay.
Just okay.
Why was it just okay?
Maybe next time we're playing a gig, there should be more mics.
Yeah?
Should be more mics? They could be more mics.
Why do you think we didn't have loads of mics?
Because you only had two.
Yeah, why do you think? They didn't we couldn't get them working on the day.
Mm-hmm.
But why didn't we have like a full like setup, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
What do you need for like mics and speakers and stuff?
Maybe you need more people to sing for.
Well,
I think what you could have done with the microphones is you could have sang into the microphone. You could share microphones. Mm. Like, we're sort of sharing a microphone now. It's only really that one's working.
Yeah.
But what do you, like, what are these all plugged into then?
Box.
And what's that plugged into?
Wires.
And what's that plugged into?
Wires.
What did you get?
Socket, yeah.
So we didn't have power.
We didn't have any electricity there.
No.
That's so couldn't get loads of microphones like we normally do.
What about the ones without the wires on?
Well, the wireless ones?
Yeah.
I think that's what we tried, wasn't it? And didn't quite work that day for some reason.
No.
So no one got to use them.
Okay.
Do you think, did it still sound alright without? Or do you think it was too quiet?
I don't know.
No.
Because we had audiences playing with us, with the instrument with me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something interesting.
That was good.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Did you see that? Some people from the audience came and started playing. The junk instruments that we made during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did all right.
We did all right. Yeah, I think so.
It would be more nicer if it's like more people in the audience.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not like a few, like, don't know, around 6 or 7.
Yeah, it was a bit quieter that day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you said that as well, Luke, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
That's all right. No, I was going to say, it's all right.
Any closing thoughts? Any final thoughts?
Thoughts from Dan? Guest speaker? Thoughts from the gig?
Hello, what, this gig?
Last Friday.
It worked very nice. It would have been nice if we had a crowd. My opinion. Strong set. Would have been nice if we had working PA as well, but that was down to me, so I apologise for that.
Daniel.
But yeah, good old crowd would have been lovely.
Next time, eh?
So there's always so a next time. More like an on-location rehearsal.
Somewhat.
I'll tell you what, actually, there was one lovely thing. I'm going to come to the microphone. It's the fact that Josh came in on his holiday to do the gig, which I thought was quite cool.
Yeah,
that is a big impressive commitment.
That's good.
So
that's good.
Good on him for that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent. On that note,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
And good night.
Hello and welcome to the art section of the podcast. What did we do last week? Can somebody tell me what we did last week that was art related?
Went to a museum exhibit in Exeter about Lego, history of Exeter.
Right?
Yeah. The Royal Albert Museum.
Yeah,
isn't that an owl?
Victoria's
husband.
Yes. Victoria 1. There was clearly one Victoria's, is there?
Yeah, but that's kind of her secret.
No, it's only one Victoria's.
The first.
The one and only.
We're thinking of Elizabeth, I think.
That's Victoria's secret, though, so.
Elizabeth 1 and 2.
It begins.
I think it's Victoria.
Shows how much I pay attention.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Let's cut this bit.
So. And it said in the exhibit when it was built. Can anyone remember which part of the exhibit showed when it was built?
The building of the museum.
Yeah, so one of them was the building of the museum. Do you remember what period of time that was?
1800s, yeah. Did they have instructions?
I'll speak a bit louder.
Sorry.
Does anyone remember what? No? So if it's called the... If it's named after Albert, who was... The Queen Victoria's husband, what period do you reckon it was built in?
Victoria.
Yes. So it was built. And they said it as part of the exhibit there.
1837.
Yeah, yeah. So the Victorian one was the museum, I believe.
A sort of large, kind of very detailed building.
Yeah.
The history of Exeter.
It showed the history of Exeter throughout several different time periods, from the Jurassic to quite modern, I think a bit futuristic, showing off some sort of examples of events that had happened and marked Exeter, such as the World War II.
Yeah.
And
I thought that one was broken.
Yeah, well, it was broken, but on purpose.
Completely blitzed.
It was just like Lego.
It was just cracking mad.
Weird. It was just like Lego books.
that's
an exhibit.
But yeah.
So it's like got the instructions, so they just gave up.
It was like, but it's to give the impression of a bombed out building. So.
Yeah.
Upturned.
What happened? Did it from that exhibit? Do you find out what happened to Exeter in the war?
How many pieces per set?
One of the Jaeger sets being that of a crumpled building as if that they just sit. Simply made the Jaeger set of that street, and then they just destroyed it basically.
What was with the stuff? Not the Jurassic, the old.
They had.
What did they have?
They had
what's
a.
What the other things they had?
I'm trying to think. They had a dinosaur bit for the Jurassic bit.
Because of course they did.
Then they had They had Rougemont. Is it? Yeah, Rougemont Castle built in Lego.
Do you remember what that was for?
To show the castle.
What part of history then?
Wouldn't it be Middle Ages, wouldn't it?
It was.
Dark Ages?
It was Middle Ages.
Retaining all your knowledge stuff.
Yeah, I like history.
And then there was the. The House of Move, wasn't it?
Which would be.
I'm trying to think. 1600s? No.
Tudor?
What was in that water?
How many
vitamins were in that water?
No air.
Quite a few. What was everyone's favourite part of that exhibition?
All of it.
You like everything?
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Not stepped on anything.
What was your favourite part of that exhibition?
I just really liked the miniature sets of extra from different time periods. It was a nice way to do stuff as well as they witnessed that they mostly didn't actually read it. We don't. Especially liked the Yars 2, well, I meant the more previous one about the current day. Yes. One about the current day.
Hey.
The Yesha center was well as one of what they're imagining on what extra will be like. Yike around the 2030s.
Yeah, I really liked the. That was the future one. I really liked.
Well,
that.
Yes. Plans. Yike plans growing and I'm not sure what those hexagon things were, but.
It was very green, wasn't it? It's like them, like loads of like plants and stuff all over the buildings.
Oh God! Yes. Especially since like those two in particular even had like videos to go with them, one to show off the Yesha Center. You saw them too, right?
On the TV screens,
Those two had even their own TV screens to show more detail of what those were about.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Cool, thank you, Jack. So we've made a list. We had a bit of a chat earlier and we made a bit of a list. So should we just go through that list and see what we think? So we said space to move around and put things down. What did we think? What did we think about that relating to the Lego exhibition?
I would be about 50-50 with that, right? Because there was only really one bench which you could really sit on. So, as it was quiet, it was fine because there was not anyone really else in there.
Mm.
But when it would be in a busy period, it'd be quite difficult to try and to sit down.
Yeah.
And the problem is with that is when you do want to sit down, you have to go outside the exhibit.
Yeah.
Which then I think what I overheard is they avoid. You basically can't come back in once you've left the exhibit, from what I gathered, which is quite.
Could you not?
No.
I thought you.
So basically, once you've left the exhibit.
They had dope wristbands or something. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
We had the little sticky.
Yeah, we had a sticker as well. Yeah. Luke, what did you, how did you find moving about the museum and the exhibit?
Find me.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. In terms of interactive things to do, fun interactive things to do, what, was there any fun interactive things to do there, Jack?
I don't know.
In the Lego.
It's a Lego place. Exhibition. They're like, how can you know?
Was there any fun?
Well, fun, yeah. And well, fun, yeah. Like, apart from the, well, of course, did the Jaeger War you that put stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Well, apart from videos, there wasn't a whole yard to do there. Wait, there was that fun Jaeger War you could put stuff on.
There was another. There was a couple
you
more.
You actually make things.
We remember. Yeah. Oh god, yeah. Those Jaeger sets that the kids and other people build stuff. Oh yeah. Mm. God,
kids.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Mm.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was. Yeah. There was like you could build Lego things there.
Children. Up to 99. Once you've reached 99, you can't play with Lego
anymore. Yeah, you can't play with Lego when you're 100.
So but you said the videos were quite
but
good.
But you get a
well.
Telegram from the Queen,
yeah.
So yeah.
Do you want to talk a bit about
balance?
Talk a bit more about the videos, Joe?
Did anyone else watch the videos?
Well, most of them, that they were all. Only two video screens, not one for all of them. Just about the ones for the current day Yesha Center, which basically was simply just a tour around what's inside the Yesha Center, not that much. And the other one about the future extra one, had this animated character like talk about of how they plan on changing extra for the better such as as far as I remember them building homes up in the city itself, so there's not much need for plants of waste and stuff like that. That's what mostly I remember.
Just a little animated DNA strand talking about
that. Yeah, that's a different museum.
And then you got your barrel.
Was it nice, clean building?
I'm such an idiot.
Can I just go back to accessibility? Because of course I
was. We're still talking about accessibility. Yeah.
Yeah, which bit?
I was going to say, I'm not sure you guys have already touched up on it because I went in the.
Well, we're here.
But about using there's a book.
There was a book.
So for people,
what was the book?
So basically, had for people who
what type of difficulty was it? Or
it was like enlarged writing. So for people who might
so harder of seeing.
Yeah.
It was like a big print book of what was written on all the exhibitions, and you could go through it and read. There was also like a QR
code.
Yeah. None of us used that.
I think that was specifically for the museum.
No, there was one for the Lego bit.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah.
Which could have been, I think, was either audio, visual, or it could be like the things written on there. But we didn't actually use it on the day.
Yeah.
There was also, do you remember what else was when you got in the door?
Ear defenders,
was there? Yeah, there's ear defenders in there as well. For people with sensitivity to sound.
Was that available when you were there too?
That was available.
It was just a
shelf.
Help yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
Wheelchair access?
I mean, there was elevators at every staircase, which is nice.
Yeah. From street level up. Did you learn anything from looking at the models, if you see what I mean? Gives you.
What extra to Yaika used to Yuki? Nice.
Were there people to talk to and ask questions and get answers?
No.
Not as far as
I know.
There
wasn't anyone there.
There was someone on the door. There was someone in the exhibition, but we didn't speak to them.
Speaking of the doors, the fact that they were automatic was really nice.
Yeah?
And very large.
Yeah.
Wide.
We didn't do an audio tour. Although there might have been one. I think there might have been one. Because there was QR codes.
Fold out instructions.
In terms of money, financial, don't know how much it costs.
Afternoon is about
£4.50
for adults.
Yeah.
So. Less than £1,600.
Mm. I think So, it's something I always pick up on a lot of the time now. Is they didn't have an option for if, say, for instance, someone had a carer, there wasn't that option.
There was.
Oh, was there?
So, that would be. I think if you
have a
through there, then.
That's not very accessible.
Does anyone here take the train?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Sometimes.
So, has there been a day that you've taken the train that the rails have been on strike?
Yes.
Yeah. So, what happened?
I went to the train station. Mm. I found out they're on strike, so I took a bus.
Oh, fair enough.
That's what it used to happen, but now I always check on the Google Maps to see when they're on strike.
Yeah.
Strike, so I can be better prepared to take a bus.
That's a good idea. Do you buy your tickets usually in advance, or do you buy them on the day?
I buy them on the day, especially because I have a rail card. Mm. My tickets cost a year to year, so
that's good.
So yeah, that's not nice. And I do like take different trains today. I often take the extra central one because that's a simple bus trip uptown.
Mm.
But I also do often take the extra St. David one because it has a cafe there, and then I sometimes did to today.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah.
Have a nice cup of tea or something.
Yeah.
Cool. Luke, you don't ever take the train, do you?
No.
Do you know why they're going on strike?
Because someone up the chain has gone off the rails.
Almost.
Yeah, yes. We're doing train jokes to today, thank you.
Yeah? Why? A serious question, why are the railways on strike?
My guess is just how the usual we since for strikes people working there think think that they are being underappreciated or underpaid. They think they're going to treatment, and so they don't work until they do. One time, when I went to Exus and David without checking, I found out that it was on strike, and I saw a bunch of workers out at the car park holding a sign. I've already forgotten what it said. I'm pretty sure it was the strikers out there.
Yeah,
just a few people holding a big sign, and I saw that they were all smiling and happy and having a good time. As if that they were enjoying inconvenience people like me. They were enjoying people. Inconvenience people.
So you were trained to
them.
Do you think that they enjoy inconveniencing people?
Well, no, sorry. I actually didn't really think Emma. I wouldn't say that. It's just what I felt at Diddy time. Of course it's partially my fault for not checking at the time, but I saw most of the trains were girls down, except for the ones that were going to Yonder, and so I guess I decided to just walk back up by taking a bus. I saw a bunch of people holding up a sign, talking to each other, just as if they were having a quite a good time to do the themselves. As I was forced to walk back uptown, and they were just having a good time.
But that's a fair point, Jack. But do you think?
And I do think that still, I still probably do think that trained people did deserve, some respect for what they do,
Of course.
It's like with public transportation, like in general. I get it, but at the same time, I don't want to be stranded in Exeter.
Yeah.
When I need to go home at a certain time.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's a bit like disrespectful to everyone, literally everyone else.
Not
everybody knows how to drive get places.
Who's being disrespectful?
The people who are it's a lose situation. They want to be treated with respect. We want to get home on time. But the people who they're striking towards, and the people that can solve these things aren't doing anything about it.
No,
necessarily.
Because they're not directly. Because they're not directly affected by it. Maybe. No.
It's like the higher up you are, the less you have to give.
Yeah. But if they didn't strike, they'd just carry on getting poorly paid and working poor conditions.
It's a lose-lose for everyone. The only person who are, the people I think would... It doesn't affect at all are the higher-up people.
People that can make the decisions.
Yeah, but they're not making these decisions.
No. But, I mean...
Surely it's not that difficult to do.
What, just...
To make, because everyone deserves respect and, security in their job.
Mm.
And their job entails the fact that they travel.
Mm.
You don't know who you're going to come across. There's, little to no, security / safety for them.
Yeah.
Except maybe some cameras and a locked door.
Mm.
So, and in terms of payment, I can't comment on that because
I don't know.
Well, for starters, I don't work, so I don't know.
No.
And for seconds, I don't know what they're expecting to get paid versus what they are getting paid.
Okay, it's a,
it's like I'm trying to see a middle ground.
There's a bit of a two-sided thing.
It's an everyone who's striking and below is essentially the ones that are affected, and that just happens to be the majority of us.
Yeah.
The majority of the people who are working.
That's a good point.
It's buses too as well.
But I think the staff, they have their right to voice out, and there's a way to do that. Maybe they find it effective, or they can help.
Maybe.
And it's a kind of basic human rights. If you want to say something,
you have a right to strike, don't you?
And let people know. So maybe they can like have some improvements in their salary or welfare or like their trick.
Should we end on a light note and have some train jokes? Can we go with your one, Jack?
Why do some people don't trust trains?
I don't know. Why do not?
Because they may have some Yoko motives.
Thank you very much.
Pardon me, boy. Bye. Is that the Chattanooga choo choo?
And some might make them steam in mind. Some might make them steam in mad.
Yeah. Forget Twitch, they go on Steam.
Yes, not cross that bridge too.
Yeah.
Right.
We've just got to keep it a level across.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a train pun to end on, but I can't think of one.
Get it on platform.
Yeah? I've lost my train of thought.
You just got to keep yourself on track.
How do trains eat their food?
Don't know.
Well, like most people, they choo-choo.
Okay, that's a good one.
All right, I think that's a good one to end on.
That's a good one to end off.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Our train journey.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Stop me.